Hello and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Schwitch.
Schwitch.
Yes.
And this is the video game music podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era video game music. And I thought I'd start today's episode off by letting you know, Rob, that I beat... Well, not just letting you know, but letting the listeners know that I beat Earthworm Jim.
Wow. Big accomplishment.
Yeah, basically, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's not the hardest game, but, no, it gets pretty hard and, you know, it just takes, you know, practicing and memorization and, you know, I beat the game and I actually beat the boss kind of easily on accident. And so I kind of wasn't satisfied with that win, so I went back and beat the game again because
from the beginning.
Yeah, because I wanted to understand how to beat the boss. I didn't like how I beat the boss. I kind of beat the boss on accident. So I went back.
Hold on. Let me stop you there for a second. How do you beat a boss on accident?
I don't know. I did something. Well, I can't give. I don't want to give it too much away, but I mean,
the point is, you did. Maybe you mashed some buttons, and then you.
Well, something happened, and I didn't quite understand what happened, but I beat it, and I wasn't satisfied with that as a win, you know, because I wanted to understand the boss better, and you know, kind of master the boss better. I didn't feel satisfied with an accidental win like that, so went back through the game, beat it again, and that time I kind of understood more how I beat the boss, although I still didn't 100% fully understand it. So then, I had gone through the game, and I felt pretty confident about getting through the game that second time, because I knew everything at this point, that I decided to go ahead and beat it on difficult. So, switched over to difficult.
Okay.
Beat it again, and that's it. I beat it on... Basically, what I'm saying is I beat it three times in a row.
How long did that take? One night.
Well, it took me, you know, days, you know, several nights to learn the levels and you know, be able to get to the final boss.
Right.
But once I knew the levels and stuff, I mean, I could, you know, beat the game in you know, an hour or something like that, you know.
Interesting.
So.
Was the ending worth it?
It's cute. It's funny. It's a good game, by the way. A good game.
I played it. I found the... Yeah. The controls, it was difficult for me to adapt to it. You know, I told you that gun was... I couldn't get used to that gun, and then I just stopped playing it. Went back to Road Rash.
Yeah, you gotta just, you know, just it takes practice, you know? Practice makes perfect.
Okay.
And you definitely gotta get handy with that gun at certain parts of the game. But it's a good game, you know? It's got really good... I mean, really nice animations, you know? And... it's got a sense of humor, and yeah, it was a good platformer. Yeah. Okay, so that was Earthworm Jim. So oh, by the way, you mentioned on the show, I think last show, that we got that from Destiny Games.
Yeah.
A sponsor. You got your copy from Destiny Games.
Mm-hmm.
I got my copy from my sister for Christmas, actually.
Oh, excuse me.
I just wanted to give her that credit. But while we're at it, why don't you mention some more information about Destiny Games?
Brent, as always, with pleasure. Destiny Games, 42134 Ford Road, located in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548. Or give them a visit online, destiny-games.com, for all of your gaming needs, modern and legacy related.
Now, before we get to today's topic, a couple notes about... last week's episode.
What do you got?
You remember that game you played with the seemingly naked character?
Right.
Momotaro Dengeki?
Yes.
Well, I was looking into that, and in fact, he is naked.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought so.
So, that's interesting. And so, also the game X for Game Boy, Hirokazu Tanaka... From what I've been able to gather, he didn't actually compose the music to it. He only did the sound effects and programming and stuff. And, you know, kind of directed Kazumi Totaka, you know. So I just wanted to make note of that. And that's it. So let's move on to today's topic, unless you have anything to mention.
No, that's all I got. And we're on to today's topic.
Okay, good. And also thanks to... I feel like we've been getting some more phone messages lately. And that's nice. We appreciate those. Those are fun. And so, yeah, thanks to the people who've called.
There are some knowledgeable people out there, and they're giving us some facts.
Some info, and also sharing some personal stories, which is nice, too. Okay, so today's topic is funk music.
This was a hard one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had to define funk music, and there were examples, and I thought I had some funk tracks, but clearly they were not. And then you had some funk tracks that I thought for sure were funk, and they're not.
Well, you know, I guess because it's, okay, it's not just, we're not really going for funky tracks here, because a lot of video game music might have a funky bass line, but it's not really funk music, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, that was sort of our whole situation was finding tracks that were actually funk tracks and not, you know, and not just funky or have funky elements to it, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I actually, you know, was running pieces by friends of mine who are into funk music, and I was asking them, you know, is this funk? Is this funk? And, you know, they would sometimes say no and sometimes say, yeah, sure, this would count, you know? But, I think my tracks, I narrowed them down to tracks that I think would qualify as funk tracks, funk music, with the exception of half of one of them, which I'll explain when we get to that track. And okay. You?
Well, hey, most of my tracks had to be rejected.
Uh-huh.
They didn't pass the Legacy Music Hour quality control.
Funk test.
Right. These were definitely not funktified.
Right.
So, there were some replacements.
Yeah.
And some last minute additions. But I think it's enough to make my set of Funkalicious.
And can I take a little credit for helping you find some extra tracks?
Absolutely. I mean, half the set is because I needed your help. I needed your funk mentoring.
Funk tease.
Right.
Funkster tease.
I needed
Funkster tease is what I meant. Yeah.
Your not wisdom, but your funkdom.
Not funkdom, but you know what? The truth is I'm not a funkster. I'm not. I don't actually. I mean, I was asking other people's opinions about, you know, funk, because I'm not a funkster myself, but I
And
what I'm trying to say is I'm not like a funk master, you know?
A funk master.
I'm not a know-all of funk, so, you know.
But listen, you know your way around the funk, the ways of the funk, okay?
Yeah.
I would say you're at least a purple belt in funk.
Oh, okay. Is that... Okay, so that's like the next step after white, maybe?
No, it depends on the martial art, but typically in most martial arts it goes white, and then
yellow.
There's yellow and orange, but then blue is kind of...
You think I'm up in the purples.
Purple.
Really? That's yeah. I don't know.
Because after blue, then there's typically greenish, maybe, or purple.
I don't know if I'd consider myself a purple funk, funk belt.
I think you know your stuff. Whereas I am a white. I'm straight up white belt. Maybe there's a little yellow tip. Just a little bit of
yellow
color
tip.
On
yellow,
there.
Yellow on the tip.
Yellow on the tip.
Yellow come out of the tip.
Right, right. I know a little bit. You know, like I can recognize something. I'm not ignorant to the funk.
Okay.
Right? I can recognize it, but then there's stuff where I get confused.
Well, listen, Rob. Why don't we both shut the funk up and get to the music?
I can deal with that.
Okay, so you're starting it off.
I'm gonna go with Home Improvement.
Okay, Home Improvement. Yeah,
which was a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah,
released in 1994.
Right,
and it got terrible reviews.
Sure.
And from what I understand, it's a hard to find game. Although on eBay, you can score it right now for $14.99 is the lowest price.
Okay, it's not bad.
It's kind of high.
Is the auction about to close?
There are 16 of them available. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you can buy it now, the buy now option.
Well, by the time this episode comes out, they might be gone.
Yeah.
Just so you know, they're out there if you look hard enough.
This is, of course, based on the television program of the same name.
Right, and there wasn't a lot in common. but there was, it was your typical platform game, but there wasn't a lot of things that were in the game. I mean, in the TV show.
Okay.
So the track I am going to play.
Did the game have JTT?
I don't know. The composers are Dan Foliart, Jim Wallace, and Steve Malillo. The track I'm playing, Dialogue, from the game Home Improvement for the SNES. Dialogue from the game Home Improvement for the SNES.
You know, definitely a funk track.
That's funk. I mean, listen to that.
I would say at least, you know.
At least, hey, I'm saying.
No, I mean, at least I'm saying, is what I'm saying.
I'm looking at this gameplay and it looks like you're Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
But this level, I think you're running through what looks like you're battling dinosaurs. You're shooting a staple gun at dinosaurs.
Hmm.
It's kind of bizarre.
Well, you know, I had a joke. Based on Tim the Toolman Taylor.
What's that?
Well, just about. It's a joke about how, like, this is what it sounds like when he passes gas. You know?
I like that.
And then I also say that he stole that sound from Blanka from Street Fighter 2.
What? No, Blanka's more like, arr.
Well, I mean, that's the joke I make.
It's a different. It's
and
a
then
different.
I was making a joke like this, like, we go, it goes like, perfect. Wait, it goes. Wait, it goes. Wait, hold on. I have to stop the music for a second. Dun 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 dun. Perfect.
Okay.
Like, it's, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, you see, well, like Tim the Tool of My Taylor's in Street Fighter,
right,
as Blanka or something.
But you see, I'd be one of those people where everyone in the audience would be laughing because they get the what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be one of those guys that I would say, excuse me, technically, Blanka's roar was a different octave, so it's not really the same thing.
And then and do that roar?
It would be arr. So I have to correct you on that one. It's not really the same, so technically your joke doesn't even make any sense.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, you can be a real nerd about it if you want to. Yeah.
Killscreen coming up, guys. In case anybody's interested, Killscreen coming up.
Are you having allergies right now, or are you trying to be a nerd right now?
No, I just did the nasal. No, that's what, if I was going to correct you.
Okay, right. You would be a nasally nerd.
Nasally nerd,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Nasally nerd.
Dirt. A dirt.
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 All right, well, I'm gonna move on to the probably the funkiest. I mean, the video game that seems to revolve around funk, around the whole world of funk.
Legend of Zelda coming up.
Legend of Zelda, Trouble in Funktonia. Funk's Awakening.
Yeah. Funk's Awakening.
The Adventures of Funk.
Right.
No, I'm talking, of course, of Toe Jam and Earl.
You knew this one was coming.
Yeah, I mean, for a funk music episode, you knew we had to play something from this game. I mean, this whole game is about funk. I mean, that's what it's about, basically. And I'm actually playing something from the sequel.
okay.
to Toe Jam and Earl called Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkotron. And this is music composed by John Baker. The track we're going to hear is Mellow Groove. And this game came out on the Sega Genesis. Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkotron. This is music from Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkotron. Music by John Baker. This is called Mellow Groove.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, very funk. Very funk. I like this part right here. I like that rhythm too, that sort of dun, 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 you know?
I like the, there's this one bass that just goes, boom.
Oh, right, right, boom, yeah.
They do that a lot, hold on. They do that lot in late night talk shows.
Oh, here it comes, right here, I think, right here, here it comes. Right there, yeah.
Now,
it's like a slide, it's like a bass slide, you know?
In late night talk shows, sometimes they do that when they're interviewing the guest, and there's a funny joke. Or some kind of innuendo,
uh-huh.
the bass player will go, oh, boom.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. I like that. Dun, dun, dun. That kind of... That, dun, dun. It's kind of a cool rhythm. And that part got really funky right there.
Up next, we've got a track from Maniac Mansion, 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This track, you obviously are very familiar with.
Sure.
Oh, it's one of your selections.
Okay. This is one of my selections.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually something I picked, but we realized just now that Rob was... short a track, and so I said to him, look, I got this track here,
right?
If you like it, you can have it.
I'm listening.
I'll play something from a game I wasn't going to play something from instead,
right?
Which is this McDonald's game that I have that I now have lined up, but I'm going to save that for later though.
So we struck a deal.
So basically what I did is I gave up my mic. I gave up my track for Maniac Mansion.
Right.
I gave up my, which is called Michael.
Right.
Okay. I gave up Michael for Maniac Mansion, and I brought in McDonald's. Maniac Mansion, Michael, McDonald's.
Say that five times fast.
Five times fast or five times in a row?
Five times fast in a row.
I mean, say it five times fast in a
yes.
row?
Yes.
Like five times in a row faster?
Yes.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Maniac Mansion, Michael McDonald's. Maniac Mansion, Michael McDonald's. Maniac Mansion, Michael McDonald's. Maniac Mansion, Michael McDonald's. It's easy. It's not that hard.
You screwed up.
No. That's because I know, but it's easy, though. It's easy.
And then
it's
I
easy.
Think the first time you said Maniac Mansions. Maniac Mansions.
Well, I'm part Asian, you know. Hey, you guys play Maniac Mansions?
So the track that we're going to hear is called Michael.
Close the lights.
Close the lights.
Close the lights. Let's play Maniac Mansions.
Dave Govett is a composer.
Govit, I don't know how you pronounce it.
Govit, I think.
By the way, I got this information from George Sanger himself, who also composed music for Maniac Mansion.
Okay.
George the Fat Man Sanger. That's his nickname. Team Fat. Does it sound like I'm joking?
It does.
I'm not joking. That's his thing. Team Fat.
I like that. From Dave Govit, here is Michael from the game Maniac Mansion. Michael from the game Maniac Mansion. That's some funk.
Right. You know, it's kind of, it's funny because this is, I mean, you know, this is the black character in the game. It's his theme music. And they made his music, you know, particularly funkier than the rest of the other tracks.
Right, because we've heard from this game before. We've had Bernard.
Wait, hold up, real quick. I just want this part real quick. I like this part right here. This part right here. I like that, how those chords came in like that. Dun, dun. Anyway, go on.
We've heard Bernard's theme
before.
And we've heard, I think it's...
Dave's
theme.
Yeah. And now Michael joins the club, the Legacy Music Hour club.
When are we going to hear from the other characters?
I don't know. I don't know if we will. I don't know if they have what it takes.
Great track.
Okay, I'm going to move on to this game called Saivalion.
Okay.
We've heard from this before.
Sure.
This is music composed by Hayato Matsuo under the direction of Koichi Sugiyama. And yeah, this is a Super Famicom release, and this is called A Little Harder.
That's what she said.
Music on our funk episode of the Legacy Music Hour. We'll be right back. from composer Hayato Matsuo. This is music from Saivalian, A Little Harder. Like, you like that bass?
That went real deep. Hold on. It is going a little harder. Right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm moving on to Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
Part one for the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
The track that I'll be playing from Toe Jam and Earl Part one is Funkotronic Beat. The composer for this game is John Baker for the Sega Genesis. Electronic beat from the game Toe Jam and Earl for the Sega Genesis. You hear that DJ scratching going on in there?
Yeah, that's it's that sort of funk, that sort of hip hop fusion situation going on.
A little bit. But this track has got funk oozing out of it.
You know what else has oozing out of it?
What's that?
Everybody dance now.
I was thinking the same exact thing. Is CNC Music Factory inspired, perhaps? What came first, Toe Jam and Earl or CNC Music Factory's big hit?
I think CNC, right? When did that track come out from CNC?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
I mean, it was really right around the same time, you know? I mean, Toe Jam and Earl was like 1991, right? CNC is probably 1990 or 1991.
I think you're right. You hear that, DJ?
Now, my next track is only half funk.
Okay. It's pho. Right.
It's Vietnamese. It's half Vietnamese. And, the reason I picked it is because it's a really good track, and the funk part of it is very funk, you know?
Right.
But the track is from Horai Gakuen no Boken, The Adventures of Horai High School. For the Super Famicom, this is music composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto. one of my new favorite composers. And the track we're going to hear is Dungeon. And it'll be pretty obvious which part is the funk part and which part isn't. But I will say that my favorite part of this piece is actually the non-funk part of it.
Okay.
So be it. Music from The Adventures of Harai High School here on the Legacy Music Hour. This is music from Harai Gakuen Noboken, The Adventures of Harai High School, music by Hitoshi Sakamoto. This is Dungeon. And like I said, it's half funk.
Right.
Like that part just now, the very funk, but half of it not funk. And truth be told, even though this is only a half funk track, this is my favorite track of the whole episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Even without having heard the rest of the episode yet. This part right here. I love this part right here. I love that part, you know? But that's not the funk part.
Right.
But this is totally the funk part.
I like the combination of the two.
Uh-huh, yeah. I mean, totally funk right there. Totally, all the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, this whole soundtrack is really great, as I've mentioned on previous episodes. And, this composer, he's just so good.
I've got Earthbound coming up. It's another track suggested by you.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got a very distinct sound to it. I think you're gonna hear it.
Well, it's Hirokazu Tanaka,
mm-hmm.
who's a very quirky composer.
The name of the track is "Battle Against a Weird Opponent,"
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure many of our listeners have encountered at one point or another. Battles against weird opponents.
Okay.
So here's a funk track for you on our funk episode. Battle against a weird opponent. And that is for Earthbound. SNES.
Pretty funky bass line, too.
It is. This is it's peculiar because it's not really like some of the other funk tracks we've heard.
Well, it's definitely kind of... It's got a... I mean, it's funky in a different sense, too. You know what I mean? Let's try to find that bass line.
Oh, okay. By the way, you beat this game, right?
I did, yeah. It's great. Great game. Such an epic game. Thanks to Gabe Castro again for sending that game to me. The ending to this game is awesome.
Any funk action going on in the ending?
The whole game is funky in a way. I mean, it's trippy. It's a trippy game. It's a funky bass line, though.
This was released in Japan in 1994. Oh, and by the way, CNC Music Factory did come before Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah, what year did that come out, CNC?
Well, they formed in 1989.
But, it's not that far behind, though.
Yeah, their big hit was before Toe Jam and Earl.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna make you sweat.
I'm gonna play a track from Altered Beast.
Okay.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
I don't know. Altered Beast, I guess. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Or how you enunciate it? This is music composed by Toru Nakabayashi and arranged by Kazuhiko Nagai. And the track we're going to hear is Game Over and also Name Entry. It's the same track. And this is a funky track, but it's also kind of a funny track because it's so unlike the other music in this game.
Yeah.
You know, Altered Beast has a kind of specific sound, you know, it has that Altered Beast sound, and this doesn't sound anything like the rest of it.
Right.
It's just so funny that this is the Game Over music. All right. Game Over music from Altered Beast for the Sega Genesis. That was music from Altered Beast, Game Over, Name Entry, music composed by Toru Nakabayashi, arranged by Kazuhiko Nagai. And, yeah. I mean, this is just such funny music to me for Altered Beast, you know?
When you picked this track, you told me you were playing this track. The only thing I thought of, man, I should have. Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, right.
It's perfect.
Right.
And so out of place in Altered
Beast. Out of place, yeah, totally. It just doesn't seem like an Altered Beast track at all, you know?
Those were the early Sega days, the first Sega days, Genesis days.
Yeah. But I like this track, though. That's it. Game over.
Okay. I'm going to go Toe Jam and Earl Part 2. Panic on Funkatron.
Mm-hmm.
The track I'm going to play is called Funk Down Under. And the composer, just like Part 1, is John Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. We'll be right back. There is the funk down under. Toe Jam and Earl Part 2.
Yeah.
It's too much funk for you, Brent.
No, I was trying to tell if that, I couldn't tell if this was it's definitely.
It's hard to tell where it ends.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out where the loop was. Yeah.
Hey, but you know, like real funk, it just doesn't end.
Sure. You know, funk is, I think it comes from an African word.
Really?
Yeah, and that it refers to odor.
Well, I know that funk means odor,
yeah.
Or it refers to odor. But
strong odor.
Yeah. I didn't know it was...
I think it's an African word. Okay. I also think the word jazz comes from an African word, too.
Oh, yeah?
Like joss or something like that.
Hmm.
That's a different episode, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to... Ganbare Goemon 2, Kiteretsu Shogun Maginesu. And this is for the Super Famicom, Japanese only release. This is the sequel to Legend of the Mystical Ninja, which came out in North America. But not called Legend of the Mystical Ninja in Japan. This is music composed by Kazuhiko Uehara, Tomoya Tamita, and Nobuyuki Akena. And this track is called Tunnel Passage. This is music from Ganbare Goemon 2, Tunnel Passage. Composers Kazuhiko Uehara, Tomoya Tamita, and Nobuyuki Akena.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Almost on that jazz fusion tip.
Jazz fusion?
Tip. Yellow tip.
Okay. I'm closing out with a little Star Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is
Star Funk.
Star Funk.
Star Funks.
This is by composer Hajime Hirasawa. And the track we are going to hear is called Funk Tuna. Fortuna, actually, but we're calling it Funk Tuna.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But actually, if tuna was funky, you probably wouldn't want it.
Sure, yeah, right.
You got to throw that out.
Yeah, you got to throw that out.
Fortuna.
Yeah.
From the game Star Fox for the Super Nintendo.
Thank you.
Fortuna from the game Star Fox. I know the game had an FX chip. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what made it what it is.
Of course.
But I think it had a funk chip in there as well.
An F-Funks chip.
A funk, funks. F-Funks, right?
F-Funks chip. F-Funks switch. That's your name for today's episode.
Oh, got it. Rob Funk switch.
Or, yeah, Rob F-Funks chip.
Chip?
Chip. Rob F-Funks chip. Chip. A chip.
I like Rob Funk chip.
Okay.
Rob Funk's chip. I like that.
I think Rob F. Funk's chip.
I can't remember that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to...
Say it five times fast.
I'm going to butcher it, and then we're going to have to censor. I'm going to have to go back and edit it.
Oh, right, right. That's right, yeah. Star Funk's. All right, so I'm going to play a track now from... This is my replacement track. I wasn't going to play this on this episode. But yeah, after donating Michael.
to a good cause, a worthy cause.
To a worthy cause. I'm now going to play something from McDonald's. Treasure Land Adventure.
Okay.
This game is made by Treasure, the company Treasure. And so you know, because it's made by Treasure, that it's going to be good.
Right.
Because Treasure the sound team on at Treasure just, they know how to make music. Do they know how to make funk? Let's find out.
Oh, here we go, right.
This track is called Magical Town, and the composers on this are Katsuhiko Suzuki, who goes by the alias Not So Squared Suzuki, and Satoshi Murata. This is a Sega Genesis game, McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure, on our funk focus for the Legacy Music Hour. This is music from McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure. Music composed by Not So Squared Suzuki, otherwise known as Katsuhiko Suzuki, and Satoshi Murata. This is Stage 2, Magical Town.
Hey, I'm loving it.
Food, Folks, and Funk.
Food, Fox, and Funk?
No, Food, Folks, and Funk.
Folks?
Yeah, Food, Folks, and Fun. You know Food, Folks, and Fun. That's also a McDonald's slogan.
Oh,
also.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you don't remember that? Food, Folks, and
no,
Fun?
No.
Food, Folks, and Fun. Food, Folks, like folks, people, you know?
Right.
And Fun, but I'm saying Food, Folks, and Funk.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know that one, huh?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah. I thought that was pretty good. I mean, you know, Food, Folks, and Funk.
Right.
I'm just using the same exact slogan, except adding a K at the end.
Adding that K. I can see Hamburglar or Grimace getting down to this.
Uh-huh. But not Ronald.
No, Ronald is not. This is not him. Totally not him.
What kind of music is Ronald?
Give me some circus music. You know, uh-huh. Let's go back to that. Some carnival music.
No, I could see Ronald getting down.
Hey, call me close-minded.
All right, that's just about the end of our funk focus, funk music focus on the Legacy Music Hour.
Right.
Funk music. I don't know. Did these, I don't know. I wonder if the listeners would agree that these were funk enough.
Yeah. We might be hearing back from some funk nerds.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, excuse me there, guys, Legacy Music Hour. Technically, that wasn't funk that we heard from.
Uh-huh.
It was more on the funky side, but if it was to be considered true funk, we'd have to hear a couple of chord variations, and the bass would have to be taken up a few octaves. So technically, that was not funk.
Do your impression of an urban nerd.
excuse me there, hobies. Hobies, have a bone to pick with you guys that last episode.
All right, for the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can email us if you'd like at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Give us a call. 281-SONIC-91 is the number. Or send us a text. Like we stated at the beginning of the episode, we have been getting those voicemails. And it's always great to get the feedback from the listeners.
Verbally.
Absolutely.
Audio style. So our next week's episode is going to be, I think we're going to do a return to one of our old topics, mm-hmm. right? It might be jazz.
Well, right? we're looking into that.
I think it might be jazz, or it might be, what was the other one? Sports or something like that?
Right.
I think it's jazz though, actually. Okay. I think it's jazz. So yeah, we got funk and then we got jazz and then, who knows what's next, you know? Ballroom, cha-cha.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
The Foxtrot episode.
Yeah, or the Star Fox Trot. Star Fox Trot episode. What would be, jazz, funk, I don't know.
Well,
okay.
Tune in and you will be surprised.
So yeah, no, it'll be jazz. I think it was going to be jazz. So all right, so check that out. And then I think that's it, right?
That's it.
Okay, so we're going to close with Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And this is music composed by Michael Jackson. What's funny?
It's just funny. He's the one composer that you listed first.
Yeah, well, it's true. Michael Jackson, Sirocco Jones, and Brad Buxer. And... this is Marble Garden Zone 1. This is for the Sega Genesis. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob Funk Chip.
Funks. Funks Chip. Because you got to have it like FX Chip.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you say chimp?
No, I'm not.
No, Rob, like, I thought maybe you got that grew on you, the chimp.
Right, from last episode. Rob Funk
Chip. Not from the last episode, from... when we talked earlier this episode.
Did we talk about chimps?
Yeah, didn't we? I said Funk's Chip, F Funk's Chip, Chimp.
I don't remember. I remember the last episode you were trying to close with Chip's Challenge and you said Chimp's Challenge.
Oh, that one. Right. No.
Rob Funk's Chimp.
I like that.
I could be the Funk's Chimp.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right.
Because so you've got like a lot of stuff. You got Fox, right?
Yeah.
You got Fox, you got Chimp. You're all the animals. You're an animal.
I have been described as that before.
Yeah. So, all right. So this is music from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob Funk's Chimp.
Thank you for listening. Oh, Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.